Congress reconvenes today after more than a month away. With less than 2 months until the end of the year and the close of the session, members clearly feel the heat. Today, the Senate picked up a collection of bills known as the Sportsman's Package. And as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, if it passes, it could waive the duck stamp fee for subsistence hunters.
The Sportsman's Package was mired in political controversy before Congress took off. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester introduced the bill in the upper chamber, while his opponent in the recent election, Republican Denny Rehberg, introduced a similar version in the House. Tester won the election, and today the Senate voted to pass his bill through procedural hurdles. The package has a whole host of provisions, from allowing hunters to carry bows through national parks, to reauthorizing various conservation acts, to changing the federal duck stamp program.
It will be nice to get some sort of clarity.
That's Aurora Lair. She works on federal policy for the Alaska Federation of Natives. Subsistence hunters are required to purchase duck stamps, the federal permit for hunting migratory birds and waterfowl. Lair says many Alaskan natives never knew a rule existed, so they unwittingly broke the law. A provision in the Sportsman's Package would allow the Secretary of Interior to waive the purchase of duck stamps for certain people. It does not specify who or what the criteria would be, but Lair says she's confident subsistence hunters will qualify, in part because Secretary Ken Salazar has expressed support for the measure in meetings with AFN leaders.
There hasn't been any sort of commitment, but it's something that he and his staff have been supportive of through our conversations with them.
A duck stamp costs $15, not a lot of money for most sport hunters, but in some Alaska communities, a hefty sum. Paul Schmidt is the chief conservationist at Ducks Unlimited, the lobby association working to preserve waterfowl habitats. His group supports the entire Sportsman's Package, but would like to see as few waivers granted as possible. The government uses the money to buy up critical habitats for waterfowl.
As long as they are reasonable and don't begin to erode the whole program, that fundamentally is important to habitat conservation.
Schmidt says subsistence hunters in Alaska are a worthy candidate to receive the waiver. Since 1934, when the duck stamp program was established, the U.S. government has bought up 5 million acres. None of it has been in Alaska. And that's okay with U.S. Senator Mark Begich.
We have a lot of land already, as you know, preserved and owned by the federal government. So I'm not sure I want more land in their control. But I think what's more important is that there is resources available for protecting and ensuring this habitat for duck hunting and subsistence hunters is, you know, there in perpetuity.
And the bill could assure resources are coming down the pike. It would require the Secretary of Interior to consider changing the price of a duck stamp every 3 years. It's been $15 since 1991. That's the longest stretch of time without a price increase. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.